Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
At Brigham Young University.
How about this?
It's a big deal.
Yes,
what
it
happened?
Is.
What happened?
At BYU, they announced that they will break with a 60-year-old tradition. And at BYU, the Mormon church-run college in Provo, Utah, they will begin offering caffeinated sodas on campus.
Kids are falling asleep in class?
No. What?
Oh, no.
No coffee, no tea, right. No energy drinks.
Well, that's stupid. It's still caffeine.
According to the Salt Lake Tribune.
So you're not allowed to drink coffee, but caffeine is still fine? That's the same thing.
No one said you're not allowed to. They're just saying that, you may not be allowed to. They're going to begin offering caffeinated sodas on campus.
Yeah. It's so they can make some money.
They say the decision is a measure to accommodate consumer requests.
How about the non-Mormons that are on campus? How about the football team? They want to drink some soda.
The church does not prohibit the use of caffeine.
They don't.
No.
But they don't do it, though.
They discourage it.
Mormons don't drink caffeine. They always say that.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine this. That has been bastardized.
Oh, really?
My guess is...
Well, then Mormons, we have some Mormons listening to this program, drink up.
And clear it up for us, too. My guess is that BYU signed a contract with Coke.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, to put their vending machines all over campus, there's probably some money in that.
There's apparently a years-long debate over whether the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints forbids its followers from consuming caffeine.
You know what I'd say if I couldn't get caffeine?
No.
Suck it,
no,
Jesus.
I don't know that. The sex doctrine, called the Word of Wisdom, warns against drinking hot drinks.
That's right.
But the meaning of that phrase has shifted over time.
Hot.
In 08, the church wrote on the website that the only official interpretation of that term is tea and coffee.
But you can get iced tea and iced coffee.
Exactly, because not hot.
Oh, so it is hot, not caffeine.
After that, in 2012...
How come we always heard caffeine?
After that, in 2012, the church issued a statement explicitly saying, the church does not prohibit the use of caffeine.
And they've recognized the existence of black people since 1978.
Yeah. I was reading an interview with the Killers front man. Brandon Flowers, yeah. He's a Mormon. He says his religion is misunderstood. Now, by the way, I hammer them all, so it's easy to read. He said, he had a good point about this. He goes, people question Smith because it was the late 1800s, but they don't question thousands of years ago. I said, well, I question them both, so I'm on the song.
Yeah.
But I'm still thinking you're also a nut job, too, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm glad they asked him about it.
They did.
I read the same piece.
Yeah.
All right. Joe here is a recovering Mormon.
Hey there. Hey. How you guys doing?
A recovering Mormon, huh?
Good. What's
recovering? We're better now, but, you know, we're still working on it.
All right.
So
what's the caffeine rule?
Right, the church's stance on the caffeine in general.
So what I was explained to me by the elder was coffee and tea are no good, but a lot of them just, you know, knock a Mountain Dew back first thing in the morning. While I don't encourage it, it's not expressly.
when nothing gets done without caffeine. So they said you could, so a lot of them knock it back and just don't talk about it?
Well, no, it's allowed technically, but it is coffee and tea itself that is forbidden.
Yeah, just because it's a warm drink?
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit more in depth than I know. Sorry,
what about hot chocolate?
Great question.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate's good.
What about
it is good.
What about 14-year-old girls? That was old.
Well,
that was
I don't
old.
Know about that one.
That was old school, right?
They can't be hot. They can't be hot.
That's Southern Utah.
If you marry three or four of them, I think it's okay.
Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate that. I hammer everybody.
Yeah.
They can't be hot.
They can't be hot. You know, you can do the, but they can't be hot.
That's pretty hardcore.
President Trump calling for sweeping tax reforms. He was speaking in Missouri. He said the federal tax system imposes a crushing burden on businesses and families. The tax code is self-destructive, and he wants Congress to pass a tax reform bill that is pro-growth and pro-jobs.
Yep.
And
I did you ask able- Warren Buffett? See what Warren Buffett said about this?
What did he say?
He said it's not a tax reform bill. It's a tax cut for the rich bill.
Right.
Warren Buffett's a smart guy, so I tend to stick with him. I know. I know I'm crazy. That's a crazy leftist attitude. Back in Warren Buffett. He knows something about money.
Leftist.
I know. That's a leftist thing. Warren Buffett lives right down the street from where we're sitting. One of his houses.
Here's what I want to happen.
But he says it's a tax cut for the rich.
Went to the...
not tax reform, but who knows what Warren Buffett thinks.
Went to the golf range yesterday, driving range yesterday. And, you know, everywhere you go, they always ask you if you want your receipt.
Right.
Yeah. What the hell do I want my driving range receipt for?
Right.
But I'm hoping in the future you'll be able to write off golf.
Oh, good. That's what Trump's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. If he changes it where you can deduct your driving range fees.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll mix up disc golf in there, too.
Oh, I hope so.
Is there a disc golf or driving range?
No.
That'd be stupid.
Do you put a little money in a jar?
It's called a yard.
Or something?
Thank you.
Money that you
put in I'll charge you to get my yard. I got a pretty big yard, Craig.
Can you make a donation?
Throw your disc there.
In our area, there is one place that allows you to make a donation.
Allows you to.
Okay.
Places
Is it a lockbox, though? Like you can't get into it?
Yes.
How many times is it ripped off? They probably don't try... bust it open.
No,
they know fellow golfers aren't putting any money in there.
Right. I'm going to guess it's
we always do.
Like,
because you're a rich golfer in that in that aspect.
Like at a National Forest Service campground where it's a big metal post, and you know, unless you get a bulldozer, you're not going to take it down. Nobody's going to steal from that.
I just think they think there's no money in it, so why waste your time? Yeah. You know, rob the gas station up the street.
Always put our dollar in there that they ask for. Now, in Minnesota, when we went to go play... In
there
the Gopher
high-end
State,
courses, right?
There were some high-end courses where you have to pay to get on.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
and they got a guy there to collect it from
Yes.
you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The one here would just be full of dollar bills, quarters, gum wrappers, cigarette packs.
But who doesn't want dollar bills?
Lucy's.
Everybody wants money. You don't care how you get it.
Yeah, that's right.
If it's enough of it, you'll take a truckload of quarters.
Yeah.
We should talk to the guy that empties out that box, and because I know the course you're talking about.
What do you find?
How much money's in there after a month of disc golf or a weekly?
Well, see, the one that collects the dollar per person, it's actually at a school.
But it's random,
right? So what do you mean random?
No, you don't have to donate. Right?
Oh, no. No, there's no one there standing. You put a dollar in there.
Right.
Matter of fact, my buddy who lives in Iowa refuses to give them any money because he already gives them enough money in taxes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we always pay for him, too.
He needs to relax and golf more.
With angry dudes.
He needs to golf more.
Kind of, sometimes.
If only you had some way to make him relax and chill out.
Yeah, we don't play that. We don't play like that at the serious sport of disc golf.
Uh-huh. Just golf. We call it golf. Todd plays ball golf.
Yeah,
I play ball golf. You play disc golf.
Right.
Oh, you play golf.
Soon, they will both be tax deductible.
Right.
Let's hope.
They might be.
Right. Your country club membership, your greens fees, and your time at the driving range.
Right.
Yeah.
Your medium bucket of balls.
He's a regular guy.
It'll be tax deductible.
He likes a regular guy stuff.
Under the Trump tax reform.
Right.
And I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, here's another odd thing about climate change. Researchers say that climate change,
morons, right,
is leading grizzly bears to choose berries over salmon.
Oh, because
they're running out of salmon, huh?
No.
Really?
There's
no.
There's more berries.
It's just the berries are becoming ripe sooner, approximately the time that the salmon run. And so when they're normally over picking salmon, they're over here picking berries instead because they apparently prefer the berries to the salmon.
You can't have both?
No.
You know, the salmon saying, hey, don't get all excited, by the way. The humans still like to eat us.
Okay, know, but right. The bears take care of up to 75% of the salmon on the run.
Man. Does that mean more salmon for all of us?
No, well, it means more salmon in the area.
I had salmon last night.
This is salmon going upstream. You don't want that.
Because it's full of semen?
Right, that is dying salmon. Semen?
They're dying salmon.
Okay.
That's why you don't want that. That's bad meat salmon.
All right.
You want salmon that's caught in the ocean or raised on a farm.
Okay, but aren't they going to make more salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have more salmon.
And so the more salmon that are making more salmon, you get more salmon?
Have you seen the salmon that's close to all the way upstream?
I really haven't.
No. They're literally ready to fall apart.
Okay, but
they've already seen
are there going
right?
to be more babies because of this?
Oh, yeah.
That means more salmon.
True.
Okay.
But they got to run out, and you don't want to eat baby salmon because it takes 8 or 10 of them to
fill
you up. You got to let them go out
so
and get
I'm
big.
Eat what they give me at the sushi place.
But we're still hoping that edible salmon, there's going to be more of them.
Yeah.
Sure, and you catch your salmon, the good salmon, at the beginning of the run or out in the ocean.
All right.
Or just as they're returning into the river.
I'm not fishing for it, but I'll eat what they give me. Because the salmon last night was really good.
It's amazing. They're, you know, when they were working their way up the river, thousands of miles, and they are just worn out and falling apart, literally falling apart by the time they get close to their destination.
Well, at least they're dying of natural causes as opposed to a bear chomping on their ass, you know. Look at that.
I think that's still natural causes.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
That is.
Oh, that's true.
Sure.
That's true.
Predators are a natural cause.
All part of the circle of life.
A suburban Philadelphia science teacher, 38-year-old Melissa Bonkowski.
Yeah, taking care of that.
And softball coach. Had sex with one of her 16-year-old male students. Bombarded him with harassing text messages from her burner phone.
She bought a burner phone, man.
Yep.
Detectives became aware of the allegations.
Did you have to go A-A-A-A-A-A, right, to get the letters still on a burner phone? Did the old texting?
Well, a burner phone, you can... Can't any phone be a burner phone?
I just meant, though, there's no letters. No
can't a smartphone be a burner phone?
Yeah, but you still...
Sure.
Mr. Greg Ward, man. Nope. Now, you know, you type... I mean, you say H-H-H-H. You know, remember, we used to do text with burner phones.
Oh, you mean Morse code?
Yeah, basically. No. You had to hit the letter to get the letters in there.
It feels like Morse code when you're doing that.
It takes
that.
Forever. Right, exactly.
Right, because you got to flip through three letters to get to the one you want.
16-year-old boy. What's she look like?
Oh,
The mugshot doesn't look happy.
No, she does not look
slick
happy.
Slick back hair.
Maybe you might put her in the not hideous class.
But the team.
Puss?
What's it? I missed it. What's her name?
Melissa Bonkowski.
The dude was 16. His girlfriend, who's probably 16 also. Hey, Mrs. Bonkowski wants to suck up. You know, that's what she said to him.
Yeah, maybe not hideous.
Maybe not hideous.
We
How's
tell,
that?
Well, her hair's not hanging down with makeup on either.
Right.
Yeah, you know her softball team is very disappointed in her for having sex with boys.
Yes. Detectives became aware of the allegations after the now 16-year-old student told them that he was being harassed by Miss Bonkowski over text messages. They say that
Did he have sex with her, though, right?
They say that the text had begun innocently enough when the boy had freshman science with Miss Bonkowski.
Mr. Warren there, did any teachers ever hit on you as a teenager? Not me.
No, not even.
It wasn't our scene, man.
Yeah. My buddies.
Yeah. You mentioned your buddy before. You've talked about this.
Yeah, two of my buddies hooked up with the same social studies.
And you found out later, right?
High school?
Yeah, high school. Okay. Senior year of high school. Well, one of them told me, during the school year. He's like, hey, man, come here. He pulled me into the men's room. I'm like, what? He's like, and he told me, I'm like, it's like And you looked at the guy like he was a prophet for the rest of it. You know?
I know. No crap.
And then my other.
You never knocked on. That's what happens. Guys usually.
No.
Well, no, guys usually tell other guys. You kept it quiet?
Yeah. I didn't tell anybody. Right. And then my other buddy, who was like one of my best friends,
right.
who was a real laid back guy, he was right. my drill partner on the wrestling team.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving down to.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, the word drill partner.
Yeah, I'm
drill
sorry.
Partner on the wrestling team.
I forgot where I was for a second.
You did. Come on, Greg. Keep up.
Come on. Give me a chance.
So your drill partner. Okay. So he's telling you.
We're driving down to Columbia, Missouri. I was going on a recruiting trip right. there, and he was going with me. He was going to go stay with his buddy, mm-hmm. His brother at a fraternity. And he's like, hey, man. I was like, yeah. He goes, did I ever tell you I had sex with
So everybody,
like,
so
I'm like, no, so, you didn't. Mike. I would have remembered that.
So you were just bumming that she didn't bang you, right? Did you have her as a teacher?
No, I didn't have her as a teacher.
Okay,
but we certainly were, you know, I mean,
yeah.
she had every opportunity.
Yeah. They'll come hunt you down.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That would suck to chew your buddy. Yeah. Now, was she okay looking, or was she just a teacher that you
no, she was good looking.
Oh,
she was good
yeah.
looking.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you
and
just
did she ever get
her.
Snagged? Is she still there? Is she like 70 now? What? What's the deal?
No, I mean, she was, I'm guessing when we were in high school, she was probably late 20s. So,
okay. All right.
You know, she was gone pretty quickly, but I don't think because of that, I don't think anybody knew.
Nobody ever found out.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. For everyone, they get caught, and there's one, Craig could do these every day. There's a bunch of don't get caught.
Right,
you know?
Right. They just, yeah, she moved on.
Because they keep quiet.
How about in college?
You know, in college?
College professors are a little less frugal.
Well, first of all, you went to West Point for a little bit. Nobody's banging you there, right?
No.
Well, maybe not.
No, they will.
Sure they will.
Maybe your drill partner.
they were drill sergeants, actually.
That's right, there. Drill sergeants there. Exactly.
Yeah, nobody was interested in me at West Point. Or Missouri. No staff.
Greg Warren with us. Looney Bin, when's that start? Today or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight, okay.
Yeah.
Looney Bin tonight in Wichita. He's in our studio this morning. Wanted to come up and say hi, and he's going to head to Wichita once we leave the.
Have you ever done the drive?
No,
from this angle,
I've heard it's a good shot.
It's,
huh?
It's incredible.
It's 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wheat and sunflowers.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I enjoy seeing some of the farmland.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of it.
Yeah. I got all. I mean,
when you drive to Wichita, usually though, it's from St. Louis, right? So it's coming from that angle.
Right.
It's much different.
Well,
this angle.
I haven't been there in 18
oh, yeah?
years.
Oh, you haven't
man.
Been to Looney Bin
yeah.
in a while? Okay.
No, I mean, I went when I was a feature act back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so first time. It's almost like never going there.
Cool, then. Excellent. So.
I don't identify the crops real well.
well, you want
to. You know what I mean? Like, I know.
Corn.
I know corn.
Corn, right.
And after that, man, I don't know any of it.
I don't either.
I was in Iowa recently, and mm-hmm. I go to this guy in the crowd. I'm like, I'm interested. I go, what do you farm? He goes, beans.
Yeah.
And I go, like green beans? The whole place laughed at me.
Jeff wouldn't know either.
Yeah, it's soybeans.
Oh, they're soybeans?
Yeah. They were just like... It's not that preposterous,
no,
right?
No, it isn't. I would have said, you grow green beans.
I've eaten
you?
Them before.
Right.
Like, it's the thing.
Someone has to grow green beans.
Somebody's growing them.
It ain't just gardens that are supplying all the green beans.
No.
It's got to be a green bean farm.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Right, man.
But they all laughed at you?
Oh, yeah. It was like,
silly
city
boy.
Stupid city slicker. You don't know the difference between a green bean and a soybean?
When I say bean.
And this was in Des Moines, obviously, the Funny Bone there.
It was in Des Moines at the Funny Bone. And I was sincerely curious about your profession, you know?
And they laugh at you.
They call you an idiot.
What a dummy, man. Can you imagine?
They're still telling that story.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that Greg Warren guy.
Yeah. You talking about green bean?
Well, if you would like.
Are you kidding me? He said that.
He did. And I'm not going to lie to you. He was serious. I'm telling you, in Iowa.
He was serious.
We can find you a guy who knows his crops. That could be your co-pilot all the way down to Wichita.
That's
you,
what he
you
needed.
Got a guy, man?
Them you are, got a guy.
There were beans. There were sunflowers.
Oh, I thought.
There's a little Milo. That's some flax.
That'll get boring once
and
you
then,
hit.
And there's winter wheat.
I want to go on that tour.
Yeah. We'll find you a guy.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
In Iowa.
serious.
I know that right there.
Now he's going to have to find his own way home, but we'll find your guy to drive down with you.
Okay, good. Okay. Just that right there. Now that's a Milo. Now what? It wasn't always, though.
What would Coach Harp say if he found out his boys were banging some teacher?
My boys only bang co-eds. They don't discuss it. My boys are gentlemen. I instill my discipline in my boys, and they want to do that. They can do it on the off season, but I don't need to hear about it. Discuss it among their teammates. Yeah. That's the only place for that business.
And your boys, because you're Kansas basketball, get way more tail than Kansas football.
Well, I don't like to make comparisons. I think they run a fine program over there, the football
You're
team.
Such a diplomat.
We've enjoyed a little bit more success than they have as of recently.
What a great coach.
But that doesn't mean these boys out there on the football squad are trying any less hard than my boys.
Okay.
I stand behind the boys on the football squad just like I stand behind the boys on the basketball squad.
I should have expected such an answer.
I believe these boys are starting to competitive play this weekend. Am I right?
Yes.
I think so, Coach.
Yeah, it's called a game.
I tell my boys, I say, boys, it's normal. It's normal to have jitters the first week of the year, the season. You have jitters, that's normal. You know what stops the jitters?
What?
To a basketball and the peach basket. That's what stops the jitters. You put four of those in, you don't have any more jitters.
By the way, somebody yelled Dick Harp because we're on in Wichita. You know that's why you're here.
Are you kidding me, man? You guys don't know the places that I've been that you're not on that they yell Dick Harp.
Yes,
man.
Really? Yes.
I'm like, there's no way that they have an affiliate here.
They're like,
man, I listen on the internet. And,
they yell Dick Harp.
I mean, I know it in certain places.
You know we're not on the air. Yeah, you're right.
I'm in a place, they're like, Dick Harp. I'm like, what? Are you kidding?
Okay, what percentage of the nation do you figure has a Dick Harp saturation?
I mean, it's up
70-75.
Dick Harp saturation.
Ooh, man.
Damn. Man.
At least half the country knows about Dick Harp where you go.
Well,
Dick Harp does not play statistics. That's for the eggheads.
Right.
Dick Harp deals with putting the ball in the basket, and that's all. Of course, preventing the other team to put the ball in the basket as well.
Greg Warren.
Like us, we're quite needy. And comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.